Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Celestia deploys Blob Stream on Base Mainnet. Blobs hit a 100% utilization rate due to inscriptions. A judge drops the SEC's claim against Coinbase Wallet. And Athena announces its ENA token launch. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive public goods funding. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Celestia launched Blob Stream on Base Mainnet, allowing developers to deploy Base Layer 3 chains that access Celestia for data availability. Blobstream is a one-way data attestation bridge that streams Celestia's DA layer to other chains. Developers can access efficient block space that is independently priced from gas fees on their base chain. The implementation allows Layer 2 and Layer 3 rollups to use Celestia Lite clients for data availability sampling. Blobstream uses zero-knowledge proofs to authenticate the validity of Celestia block headers for confirmation on the targeted EVM chains. Blobstream is currently in an experimental phase with planned support for other chains. Blob transactions on Ethereum have hit a 100% utilization rate following a significant increase in blob inscription transactions on the network. Ethereum currently has a max limit of 6 blobs per block. Data from Hilldobby's Dune Analytics dashboard reveals that 41% of recent blob transactions are attributed to blob inscriptions. Inscriptions are primarily used for the storing of on-chain data, including image metadata. However, the data from blob transactions only remains accessible for a limited period of up to 21 days. The surge in activity has also caused the base fee for blobs to rise. Data from Galaxy Research indicates that the median fee for a Layer 2 transaction in the past 24 hours stands at approximately 4 cents. A U.S. federal judge has denied Coinbase's request to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the SEC, which accuses the exchange of operating without registrations for a securities exchange, broker, and clearing agency. Coinbase will now have to continue its legal battle against the SEC in court. Coinbase's chief legal officer, Paul Grewal, noted that it is common for early motions to dismiss cases brought by government agencies to be denied. The judge did agree to drop the SEC's claims against Coinbase Wallet, the exchange's non-custodial wallet solution. The SEC initiated the lawsuit against Coinbase in June of 2023. And lastly, Athena Labs announced the launch date of its ENA governance token set for Tuesday, April 2nd. 5% of the total token supply is allocated to the user airdrop. USDE is Athena's over-collateralized stablecoin that generates yield and is backed by staked Ether and balanced positions in derivatives markets. With a market cap of $1.36 billion, USDE ranks as the fifth largest stablecoin. In other news, Azuki introduces Anime Chain as an Arbitrum Layer 3, Base increases its gas target, and the Ethereum network experiences several missed slots. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.